training camp continues on. We've got all the information you need to know right here with the Titans training camp report fueled by Gatorade. I'm Amy Wells, joined by Jim Wyatt. Jim, today appeared to be Marcus's best day of camp. What stood out to you?
Well, him running the ball, I think, stood out to me the most. And he was accurate throwing and made a couple of really nice throws downfield for touchdowns in the red zone. I thought he performed well. But I noticed his movement being a lot better today than it was maybe even earlier in camp. There was one play where he kind of rolled out to his left, looked like he was going to run. He stopped, threw it to Delaney. There were a couple of other times when he chose to run it when he had a little bit of space. It's a positive sign. I mean, I think every hurdle that he clears, too, mentally helps him. He knows he can do it.
Derrick Henry got a lot of reps today. What was the reasoning behind that, and how much do you think that's going to benefit him?
He got some work last year, certainly during the course of offseason, during the course of the season, but not extended work. In days like today, where they did back DeMarco Murray down a little bit, Derrick Henry pretty much got the whole load, and he looked good doing it. I was surprised to hear, because everybody's talking about how much faster he is and how much quicker he looks. He actually put on a little bit of weight this offseason. He said he feels faster despite that.
This was one of the most competitive, most physical days of practice we've seen so far. What do you think brought that on today?
Well, a couple of guys just took it upon themselves to bring it on, and Mike Mularkey said he'll talk to them about that. Jonathan Cyprian delivered a big hit on Jonnu Smith going across the middle. Brendan Trawick hit Jonathan Krause going in the end zone. Great hits, and the fans got excited, but those were a couple that I think Mike would rather save for the game. When the offensive line and defensive line get in there and compete against each other with the pads on, certainly you want to see those guys compete. You want to hear the pads pop, and we saw plenty of that as well.
Well, another physical player, Sylvester Williams. Mike Keith is standing by with him right now. Mike?
Hot, sweaty, tired. Sylvester Williams, you guys last couple days been popping pads, getting after it. How is it getting back into this routine for you?
Oh, man, it's definitely one of those things where you got to be out here to get better and be out here to be able to get back into it. Man, I had to knock a little rust off, you know, being out of football since January 2nd. I ain't played football, played it down in football until Saturday, man. But, you know, I'm feeling better and better every day, getting more and more comfortable every day. And just come here just to work on my condition, man, and get in the best shape I can and get ready for the season.
Are the Titans asking you to do anything differently at nose tackle than the Broncos did?
Yeah, really not. They just want me to, man, go out there, man, and hold the point, man, and make as many plays as I can.
And your ankle, everything going well with that so far?
Oh, yes, sir. I've been feeling real good, man. I haven't had no problems with it. You know, these first 3 days, man, I'm just praying that they continue.
Sylvester Williams showing up the first couple of days of pads here for the Titans. Amy?
All right, Jim Wyatt, the biggest catch of the day, what do you think?
Belongs to Corey Davis. He made a heck of a catch in the end zone. LaShawn Sims was all up in his grill. The ball got bounced up in the air. You figured it was a dead play, and somehow Corey Davis had the concentration to stick with it and pretty much catch it while he was on his back. Mike Mularkey had already seen it by the time he met with media. He snuck a preview on somebody's video camera and was impressed himself with the concentration.
All right. Well, this team has an off day on Wednesday. Then they are back on the practice fields here at St. Thomas Sports Park on Thursday, 9 o'clock for that practice, which is, of course, open to the public. So come out, watch this Titans team. For Jim Wyatt, Mike Keith, I'm Amy Wells, and this is your Titans training camp report fueled by Gatorade.